Well, Carol, it's nice to speak to you. I know this is getting to be the busy time for the Butterball Turkey Hotline, and it's such an institution. It wouldn't be Thanksgiving without all those wonderful people on the Butterball Turkey Hotline helping us correct our inevitable mistakes. How are you doing this year?
Well, thank you for that nice introduction. And, you know, this is our 35th year. And I can't believe when I wake up in the morning that this is actually my 32nd year to be involved in this seasonal helpline. And it is a great institution. I cannot tell you, I stand in the line at the grocery store and I have my Butterball jacket on that has this cute little logo on it. The lady in front of me says, "Oh, I remember my mom called you when she forgot to take the giblets out of the bag." So, I mean, you know, people do know us. They do know that we're here to help them. You know, we have been on the phone line since, 1981. We've been doing emails, and, of course, we're on all the social media sites, butterball.com. So, however the holiday cook wants to get their information, they can reach our experts in a vast number of different ways.
Well, Carol, when you say that you've been on that hotline for 32 years, I'm sure you've heard it all, but do you remember the very first phone call you ever took?
You know, I don't remember the first one, but I know in the first couple of years, I don't know which year it was, but I had a call from a young man who was going to propose marriage on Thanksgiving. His idea was to stir the diamond in the stuffing and put it in the turkey.
Oh.
Lordy, that was not a very good idea. So we talked about it, and we decided that tying the diamond on the drumstick and with the turkey on the table and popping the question. I have to think, if she said yes, if they stay together, they're ready to celebrate their, their 30th anniversary or so. So I always remember that guy every year when I start talking turkey.
Oh, how can you forget something like that? That is really neat. You know, over the years, we've seen everybody go from, wanting to just do a classic turkey to deep frying the turkey and doing all sorts of gourmet things. But I got to tell you, in my mind, there is nothing like a classic Butterball roasted in the oven. Just simply, that's my favorite way.
You know what, Anne? It really is simple. If you just follow like the open pan method, which is roasting it uncovered until 2/3 of the cooking time, just a gentle oven setting, 325 for the whole time. You don't have to raise the temperature, lower the temperature, breast side up. Some people flip the turkey around a couple of times. You really don't need to do that, breast side up. What you do need is a meat thermometer so that you know the exact temperature and the time to get it out. So when you reach those temperatures, 180 in the thigh and 170 in the breast, it's perfect. It's, it's going to be moist, juicy, and tender, and, the best turkey that you've ever had. And, you'll say that every year. Oh, this is the best turkey we ever had, but last year's was the best, too.
Well, of course.
We're having a lot of fun this year because we have been here for 35 years. We're trying to remember, last year or 35 years ago. So we're doing throwback Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
You know how every family has a box of photos that haven't gone in albums and things like that? Well, over the years, we've taken pictures of ourselves. So we're going to share some of those old pictures when we were roasting turkeys in the test kitchens. And you might see, when I was 30-something, there on Facebook. So we're inviting people to share their memories, be them 2 years old or a picture of yourself, with grandma washing the dishes on Thanksgiving or whatever. So anyone that would like to share any of those Thanksgiving photos, just go to butterball.com. Tells you how to get them to us. And we're even running a little sweepstakes, so thanking people for, sharing those memories with us. So, it is. Thanksgiving is a tradition. It's the kind of things that remember, and everyone has a story about, remember when Uncle Frank, maybe he drank too much, and then, you all have those stories.
Oh, and they're all good ones, and we love to bring them out and embarrass our families at this time of year.
We do. You know, that 10-year-old that did something silly, and then when they're, bring the first girlfriend in, you tell that story, and they get all bright red and everything. So.
Well, of course.
That's what families do.
And that's how we managed to stick together all over all these years. I have to tell
we
you,
do.
Carol, I love Thanksgiving, but my favorite day is the day after Thanksgiving because you can make that leftover sandwich.
Right, right. You want to buy enough turkey. That's one of the questions
True.
That we get now, early in the season. You know, how, you know, there people are thinking, well, I'm, you know, the people that are thinking, some other, you know, other people call us on Thanksgiving Day. But, you know, they calculating how many people are coming. They know that if they have a cookout, they'll buy a burger for everyone, but they can't quite figure out how much turkey to buy. I factor leftovers in, and
okay.
I think I also factor in having a generous serving at Thanksgiving. So
well, yeah.
about a pound and a half per person seems to get those leftovers, and, you know, in some families, everybody goes home with a little foil packet of leftover turkey. So, you know, if you're one of those families that want leftover and foil packets, you know, might have to, you know, calculate a little bit more. But what's great about a turkey, you know, you roast it, it's simple, and you can have it for, you know, 2-3 days afterwards and enjoy it. So, or, you know, if it's too much, freeze what you can't eat within 3 days.
You know, I don't think I've ever had enough turkey left over to actually freeze it, ever.
yeah. You know, it just depends. It depends on, you know, your situation. But if you're going to do that, I have a tendency to, you know, what recipes I'm going to do and if I'm going to need cubed turkeys, 2 cups of cubed turkeys
yeah.
for a favorite casserole recipe, I will just package it up already cubed in 2 cups so that when I'm ready, I can just grab it out of the freezer, one bag, and, you know, not have to throw it right in the soup or the casserole or whatever. So that's just a little tip.
Oh, that's a good one. You know, I do the Butterball Turkey Hotline. It's fun to call because of people like you. You've got stories, you've got experience, but Butterball is all over social media. There's even a free Butterball Cookbook Plus app for your Apple or Android device. I like that.
There is. It is. Lots of recipes, how-to videos, you know, if you have to carve the turkey on Thanksgiving, you could, you know, log on to that app and watch a pro carve so that, you know, you can look like an expert at the dining room table. Though I think a lot of people carve in the kitchen these days. But
yeah.
it is kind of fun to think of, you know, the way people have traditionally done it in the past. So it's every family is different, and a lot of people have Thanksgiving with friends, and so it's just a tradition that that focuses on the food, and the turkey really is at the center of that plate. And
oh, always. Always. I think of that Norman Rockwell painting. Now, I wish that was my family. It's not. They're usually not sitting down at the table that fast or that well. Everybody's usually reaching for the sides as fast as they can. Mentioning social media once again with Butterball, you're on Facebook, you're on Twitter, you're on Instagram, you're on Pinterest. You are everywhere, and you can even do live chat on Butterball.com. That's handy.
We can do live chat. And again, all that information is on butterball.com. You can just log on to that, and it'll take you to all those different things. So you can just, you know, click onto them. We have emails for people that, you know, are up in the middle of the night and they've got a question. They can, you know, shoot us a line and we'll answer that for them. So, again, you know, any way you get their information. I have, you know, adult children, and the way they get their information is on their phone and their fingers. So, but there's still people that like to call, you know.
I know.
And there's some questions that you just can't answer with your fingers. I mean, you've got, it's that back and forth, you know.
Sure.
It's that, well, what happened is, what's happening in your kitchen now? What did you do? And then be able to problem solve with someone. It's a little easier to do that over the phone. But the experts that are on those social medias, they do a great job. They do a great job, and they've got, you know, the information behind them to sort out. Even if they only have to do it in X amount of characters, they can get the answer that you need by doing that through, you know, all the different medias.
Oh, yeah. Well, let's give out that phone number so everybody remembers where to call when they have that moment of panic when they're making dinner.
Right. It's 1-800-BUTTERBALL. It's 1-800-288-BUTTERBALL. 8372, and we are here all the way through Christmas Eve this year. So after Thanksgiving, you know, we know that people are still celebrating, and a whole turkey, a turkey on the charcoal grill, deep frying a turkey. There's so many great ways to prepare a turkey. So, you know, if you've got holiday buffets in December, you know, don't forget about the turkey.
Oh, absolutely not. Carol, thank you so much for sharing your 32 years of experience with us.
Oh, thank you. Happy holidays.
The same to you.